chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh,
oh. Yeah, baby! Happy Friday, everybody. Don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the Fried Pod. Right, Mom?
That's right.
You'd never eat a Tide Pod, would you?
Never.
No. So, can you believe people do that?
No. I can get my kicks other ways.
Right. With some caffeine-free diet sun drop.
That's true.
Well, everybody, I'm John Reap, and you're listening to my mom right there, Betty Reap, and you're listening to another awesome, amazing episode of the Fried Pod. Couple things real quick. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Your R's and your S's. Anyway, we got a couple new reviews I want to read for you. We got a good episode here of this podcast. In a minute here, you're going to hear an interview I did with some friends of mine in a band named Southern Star Town. They were playing live. And I took my Zoom recorder, and I just sat down with him and recorded them for a little bit. So that's coming up. But first, let's read some new reviews. We got two new reviews, Mom.
Okay.
So you want to read, you can start here or here. Just read the name, how many stars, and then what they said.
Okay, we have 5 stars from PokerStar25. And he says, absolutely hilarious. So many great stories. One of the greatest things you can listen to.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, PokerStar25. That was on October 30th, right before Halloween. Okay, and what's the next one?
The next one comes from, it says, by Cat45. Mm-hmm. The Grin Reaper continues to crack me up. We get 5 stars. And it says, John is the real deal. He made my daughter laugh so hard she peed. Oh, my. Well, that's, thank you, Kat.
Yeah, sorry about that. that's where maybe actually Tide Pods could come in handy. You know, throw one of them in there at the laundry and forget about it. But, yeah, so there you go. 2 new reviews. And things are great. I mean, I just recently, the last time we talked on the Fried Pod, it was after the surgery, right?
Yes.
So yesterday I got my stitches out. I'll give you an update on the arm, because I know everybody's just, I can't wait for every little detail. I'm fine. I got the stitches out, and so I got 2 more weeks of before I start the actual physical therapy. So I just do little exercises around the house where I'm just like, I kind of lean over and let my arm dangle and make little circles. I think I do that 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night. And then I do this other exercise where I put my hand on the wall, you know, and I just sort of climb up the wall slowly with my arm to see how far up I can go. I do that 10 times in a row. That's it. Pretty simple. But I'm also going to be on the road, Mom. You know, I got a gig coming up.
Yes, you do.
I do. I'm going to be at on the 24th. Of November, I will be at the in Annapolis, Maryland, place called Ram's Head on Stage. Check me out there. That's kind of close to the D.C. area, I think. So if you know anybody in Annapolis, tell them to come see me. I'll be up there. And I've got, after that, my next gig is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Charlie Goodnight's, the place where it all started, November 29 through December 1st. I'll be at Goodnight's. In Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh's the capital, Mom.
That's right.
Yeah. And then I will be December 6th through 8th. I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa. West Des Moines, Iowa. Funny Bone Comedy Club. And then you guys are going out of town.
That's
I've got right here in my calendar. Parents gone.
Woohoo!
December 11th through 16th. Where are you going?
We're going on a bus trip with some senior citizens to New York City.
I am so jealous.
I just hope it's not as cold as everybody is predicting it to be.
You're taking the bus up there, huh?
Yes.
Is it with people that you know or other senior citizens?
Yes, Judy and Dennis Burns from our Sunday school class, uh-huh. And Steve and Becky Lale from our Sunday school class.
Oh, nice.
And we're taking DNS tours trip.
Is that
good? They're out of Gastonia, yes.
That's a good quality brand?
Yes.
DNS?
Mm-hmm.
What does it stand for?
Doug and Sandy.
I never would have guessed that. I was trying to think of something funny. Okay, well, you're going to love it up there, Mom, I think. Well, maybe. Just keep Dad close. Keep an eye on Dad.
Yes.
You know, I know he has a short temper with Yankees. But it's going to be nice up there because it's going to be Christmas time. It's going to look beautiful.
Beautiful. I've been told that.
Lots of lights, decorations everywhere. You guys should maybe go, I don't want you to go ice skating, but there you should go check out some outdoor ice skating. Maybe go look at it.
I know we're going to go to
two see the big tree?
Broadway musicals.
You are.
And we're going to see the Rockettes perform.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to the 911.
Yes.
Yes.
The the memorial, I guess.
Yes.
Where the towers fell. Now it's a memorial.
And we're going to be shopping on Fifth Avenue.
Oh, boy.
Going to Chinatown.
Okay.
And to the park. And I forgot, they've got several days lined up with so much to do. I can't wait.
Well, you take lots of pictures.
All right.
And you be sure to share with everybody. Everybody that listens to this is going to want to know how your trip was. So you got to take pictures.
Okay.
All right. So while they're gone, I'll just be at the house. Mom, I promise I'll be here looking after the house. No parties. It'll just be me. And that's it.
All right.
And then my next gig... in December, I have a gig in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone. I'll be there December 20 through 22. And then we got Christmas, I'll be here. And then the next gig I have will be in Nashville at Zany's Comedy Club, December 27 through the 29th. Then from there, on the 30th of December through the 31st for New Year's Eve, I'm going to be in Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. There you go, folks. Those are all the tour dates. So, all right, check out this interview I did with my buddies, Southern Star Town. All right, we are sitting here right now at Food Factory. I'm recording this podcast live at the Food Factory. Every now and then you're going to hear a big bang. That's cornhole going off to the left. All right, that's not an axe murderer. No one's getting chopped up or punched in the face. I'm sitting here. Why am I at the Food Factory, do you ask? Well, I'm here to see the one, the only Southern Star Town. Sit down, ladies. Sit down.
Woo!
Don't rush. Don't rush them. So I'm sitting here. That voice you hear is the lead singer of Southern Star Town, Wes Pittman. Say hey, Wes.
Hello. Hello, John.
And I'm surrounded by, we've got Cam Sugar over here to my right. Say hey, Cam.
Hello.
We got Junebug.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I looked right at you when I said Junebug. I forget y'all got different nicknames. Always switching up on them. Here, sit down, man.
It's Critter, so Jack Attack.
Attack, Critter on drums.
Sir.
Moody over here. Marty Coulter right there. Have a seat, Marty, if you want to.
I'll take that.
That's yours.
Yeah, I'll take that. Don't want to spill on your equipment.
So, yeah, we're just doing a little podcast here with the boys.
Nice.
I'm having a PBR myself. I've never been to the Food Factory. Have you been here before?
It's my fourth time, I believe, we've been here.
Yeah. To perform or just play cornhole?
Yeah, to perform. Perform.
Yeah, and is the food any good?
Well, with a name like Food Factory, it has to be good.
You would think.
It has to be. It's a factory for food.
Although Taco Bell is not that great at tacos.
Well...
they have them.
Tomato, tomato.
Sometimes there's horse meat in there, but
I love a party pack of Taco Bell at 1 a.m.
That's true.
Now, I don't love it the next day, but...
Speaking of that, is there a taco place in Hickory that does a Tuesday taco night?
Taco Bell. We've
already
discussed
this. I know you said
that,
but they don't have margaritas there.
No.
Tuesday taco's got to be festive.
Mountain Dew margaritas.
Nope.
You want
alcohol?
Okay.
We're talking a restaurant.
I tell you what we can do.
Special on tacos.
I think moving forward, we should create our own Taco Tuesday.
I like it.
We'll start doing the Facebook Live thing. Say, hey, Taco Tuesday at El Serape in Mountain View tonight, folks. Come on.
Oh, I see. We move it around.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday follows us around.
Dos Amigos.
Like
El Paso.
We could go to Applebee's if we wanted to. It's our Tuesday.
Exactly.
Applebee's. We get a Longhorn Steakhouse. Yeah. Tuesday taco night.
Chili's does
we don't
tacos.
Do tacos. Too bad. Tacos. We brought our own shells, bitch. It's Tuesday taco night now. I just told everybody on Facebook.
I can get Jennifer to whip up some tacos. We can do tacos.
Honestly,
Tuesdays
I think that I like what you're saying. I think that's great. I think we start a Tuesday taco night and we move it around every Tuesday, different place.
And before you know it, all places that serve tacos will be like, hey, can you guys come do Taco Tuesday at our establishment?
Make us an offer.
Our Tuesdays are really slow. Well, for $10,000,
yeah, we'll talk.
We can't give you but $8. Okay, we'll do it for $8.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening to the podcast, which you are doing, I appreciate you. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. That's your R's and your S's. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. I said rate, review, subscribe, and share. And pass the word along, man. We're just getting hammered right now. Well, not too bad. Last time I saw you play, Wes, you had got a head start on the alcohol. We're at some barn party.
That was the barn party. Out in
Vail. Whose barn was that, by the way?
Head Over Heels.
That was one that Jay had hooked up for us. That one.
Yeah, it was a friend of Mark Parrish's. I think his name was Duck. They called him Duck. Real nice place, nice setup.
That was a lot of fun. I had a blast.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That's one of them. Yeah. You bring your own little lawn chair, man, cooler. You sit down and you just watch the band play and watch the dance.
Yeah, from what I've heard, everybody had a good time.
Man, there was some good dancing going on in that place.
There was.
I was happy to record it.
I did. My favorite dancer was the girl, the punch girl.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
She had a good reverse punch. Kyokushin Kai Karate is what that is. I'd say she's about an orange belt, third degree.
And her partner was doing a little bug dance. She had some flat foot mountain dance.
Some girl had a little kick going on. She had good footwork. There was one girl who had really good footwork, I noticed. I'm hoping to see more of that tonight here at the Food Factory.
It's usually a late arriving crowd, you know. It's never a packed house when we start, but you know we'll begin.
Then
word
gets
out. Yeah,
all hell breaks loose.
They feel it. They hear it throughout the Catawba Valley, and they're like, I believe that's Southern Star.
I got an idea. That's something you guys could do as well. Possibly. Hear me out on this. Just brainstorming. We get a flatbed truck. Mm. Okay, big one. Whatever it costs, we'll pay for it. Put all this stuff on there. It's like a parade. It's a moving show. And there's no parade. It's just wherever you start.
Yeah.
Just ride around. Yeah. Ooh, the word out.
We saw some lady's fat belly on a flatbed truck.
Yes.
Just recently?
Nah, that's a couple years ago.
Back in 16.
Yeah, back in 16. Way back in 16.
That's when we just first started.
we were begging for a titty shot.
Belly shot.
So what happened now? So you guys were driving.
We were playing on a flatbed trailer.
Oh, you were playing. Okay, and the flatbed truck wasn't moving. You were just
No, we were stationary.
Like you was mentioning.
And then the people in the crowd, someone showed you a shot.
She got up on the trailer.
Oh, is that right?
Showed us.
Yeah.
Up close. Oh, that's good timing.
And then she fell off.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
I think she's doing fine.
She landed on her belly. She's all right.
Does she now come to all your shows?
She's a Southern Star Town fan club member.
I just met Donnie for the first time.
Yeah, Donnie's a cool guy.
Donnie's a good guy.
Donnie hangs out with us a lot. We like Donnie a lot.
It's good to have those kind of fans.
Yeah. Donnie comes to our practices. Donnie just picked up guitar.
He just introduced himself to me. He goes, hi, I've not met you before. I'm Donnie. I said, cool. Wes's wife cuts my hair.
Yeah.
That was like the second thing you said. I go, well, it looks good. She did a great job. Is that cool, man?
Wes's wife cuts Marty's hair as well, you know?
Marty's got a hat on. I can't see.
I know. It makes Jennifer mad because she's like, Marty must think I really did a bad job on his hair because he's wearing a hat.
Do you feel bad, Marty, when you put the hat on right after the haircut? Do you at least wait till the car to put it on? Or do you put it right on in front of her?
This is my costume.
This is for tonight, right? But yeah, I'm just saying, like, in general, after the haircut, do you put the hat right on in front of her?
Oh, no.
Like, thank you!
No.
Or do you, like, walk out the door and then put it on? Because I've done that many times. Even though I didn't know the person, I still feel like, well, I should at least get out the door first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I walk out with it in my hand, go, thank you, I feel... Yeah. $1 million.
It's like getting takeout somewhere and throw it in a trash can before you get to your car.
Right. But let me see your hair, Marty. Take your hat off. Let's take a look. Oh, God, I'm on. Ladies, sit down. Sit down. Jesus.
They're all counted for and in place.
Looks good.
Boys are lucky. I wish I had some hair.
Yeah.
The one thing I could get for free out of a marriage would have been free haircuts for life, and I can't even. I don't even get it.
Does she do anything to your facial hair?
Not, hell no. I mean, life insurance policy, man. Huh?
You don't want to blade that close to your neck.
You never know what's going on in a woman's mind. So she might be like, I need to shave him. And maybe I'll go a little heavy on that when it get down to the neck. Yeah. Ugh, sorry about your jugular.
Oopsie daisy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Sign here first.
Sorry about that, but I need a new damn Tesla.
I know the feeling. I was married one time,
mm-hmm.
and my ex was an eye and tissue harvester. Mm. That's like if you're a donor, or like to donate your organs after you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
She's the person that would show up to take the donation, and she specialized in eyeballs. So I go to bed at night wearing goggles. You know, I don't trust you. What are you looking at? You have beautiful. Shut up.
She's like, John's got some pretty eyes.
Yeah. You know how rare your eyeballs are? I don't want to hear it.
Like, what are you doing with a steak knife?
So are we allowed to? This podcast is going to come out later, so don't. You're not going to reveal anything if you guys tell me what's the first song and why do we choose it.
The first song, we have no problem
revealing the set list.
Our 2018 set list has been pretty much the same all year. We used to change them up each set, but we realized that we were trying to learn new songs, and wasn't really struggling, but we weren't really where we wanted to be. So if we play the same songs every set, switch them around a little bit, we know them. So we usually start out with a song called, it's called Startown Nights.
Yes, that's one of my faves.
Yeah. Called Startown Nights, and it's a nice little jam, bringing it in. Everybody gets their fingers warmed up. It's probably about a 7-minute song, and it gives us a chance. It really is just our warm up song. We get in sync. Everybody, if you'll notice, we don't like to give away a lot of things, but I look around, and everybody kind of gives me a nod. They're ready, and that's when I go into the lyrics.
Start going.
Yep.
How do you start your shows normally? I mean, for me, I have like an opener, I have an MC. You guys just walk up there and start going?
That's what we do.
Is there someone going to introduce you tonight, or you just walk up there?
No, we
get warmed up in a sound check. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do a, now we have had times where we do our own intro, and we'll disappear from the stage and play some background music.
Yes.
We'll pop up. we're expecting it to be like, yes! And then we get up there, and it's like, yeah, it's just still talking.
Yeah,
going on.
I'm like, hey, I said.
All right, guys, Startown Nights, let's go. Yeah.
Gotta drop the mic, pick it back up.
So we don't really have a. I think we've had one opener.
Yeah.
Was
this person?
We regret that.
Oh, okay. We don't have to talk about
that. That was Big Deck Show 2.
Oh,
yeah, we had our little thing we did.
Wait,
with
I did
big deck shows.
How many big deck shows have you done?
We had three.
Okay, I came to the third one.
The trilogy.
Yeah, the trilogy. We had to shut it down with the trilogy.
Are you guys gonna do a prequel? Maybe do some.
Well, we thought about a prequel next year to the big deck show. Right.
Just a tiny little deck. Everybody just acoustic, nothing's plugged in.
We invited these young guys, John Beaver's son, JB.
Yeah.
They had a band. They was like, hey, won't you guys open for us?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were a rock band, man. They just,
did they rip the roof off the deck?
Yeah, they pretty much stole the show.
Oh.
And we were like, I'm looking, oh,
we can't have that.
Who planned it like this? They're like, well, you did.
Hey, that's because I wasn't playing with y'all.
Yeah, we didn't have our drummer yet. We didn't have the Critter.
That voice you hear right there is the son of Jerry Moody, Critter. Very good on the drums. Now, how'd you get involved in this? I know your dad pretty much probably made you do it, but like, were you a fan from like when you was like five?
No names.
No,
we don't go. We don't use names.
Uh oh. He's getting a look. I want to hear names now.
Well,
you can make things rhyme if you want.
They needed to change the sound up, make it better. So I mean, I joined them.
Boom. That's what you're welcome, guys.
You're welcome, Wes.
Hey, we appreciate what you've done. We had a drummer.
You've had a couple drummers, right? You're the third, I think.
In a nutshell, I can tell you our drummer. We got a drummer.
Yeah.
He was really, really good.
Yeah.
He was just too good for us.
Gotcha.
Don't want to name any names, but he was just too good for us.
All right.
He was too advanced.
Okay.
So
we weren't at that level.
We had to split from him. We needed to fill in. So we got Jackson.
Okay.
Jackson, you know, he's a senior this year. He's got a lot going on.
Uh-huh.
Well, he got a lot going on. He's a senior. He wants to do senior
stuff. Hang out
with
a bunch of old guys. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why he don't want to hang out with his daddy's 45-year-old man.
Makes no sense.
But yeah, that's got to be kind of cool, man. Like,
he kind of wanted out, so we trying to recruit another drummer.
Yeah.
And
he's got a good college.
We hit him up, and he's like, oh, change of plans. I can't help you. So there was drummer three. Drummer four was just walked up, was Rylan. He's been filling in for Jax.
Oh, wait. Have I met that guy?
No.
Who was drummer two?
Drummer two was Jackson. Drummer three was the guy we tried to get from we met over in Vail.
Oh, he wasn't even trying.
No, I'm just going. I'm going through our timeline of how we tried to. Drummer's tough to get.
He wasn't even a drummer.
So Jackson wanted to take a break. Or
you can count FH then. I mean,
FH.
Oh yeah.
Talking about people we asked.
We can use his.
Oh, FH was that a part of it? I know what FH is.
We invited FH.
Oh, wow.
FH was to show up and drum with us, and 3 hours later, FH still never showed.
Oh, really?
FH not like FH. And he failed.
One of my fondest memories of FH, if we're on the FH topic.
Sure.
Just a little sidebar here. He'd be one of these guys. You know FH. You probably know who he is, but we don't know the initials we're talking about. He's fine. He's a good guy.
You don't know who he is?
Yeah. Well, he's one of these guys that, like, let's just say you got a new pair of shoes, right? And you wanted people to notice your shoes without saying, hey, guys, I got new shoes today. This is the kind of guy to walk up and just sort of, like, position himself in a way and be like, yeah. I hope that you'd be like, Frankie, what? Is that some new shoes? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got some new shoes today. Like, he was that kind of guy?
Yeah.
If a girl liked him, he would.
I don't know.
Yeah, she likes me.
You'd be like, yeah, he's trying to bait you, right? Well, yeah. So do it again. We'll role play. I'll be you. You'd be Frank. FH. Yeah,
she likes me.
Huh?
She likes me, man.
Who?
Oh, well,
that girl.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she likes me.
The hidden name.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking. Anyway, we've been talking.
But he'd start off with, she likes me, so that you would have to ask.
Try to bait you in. Yeah. Do a conversation.
This guy.
But he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He always, I remember growing up in high school, this dude always had a Mountain Dew and a cigarette.
Always.
That's the essentials.
You could. Yeah. They allow that in high school whenever we
used to hang out at the M&K after school. Is the M&K still there?
Yeah.
Is it called M&K?
It's like a different smoking section and a Mountain Dew drinking section.
That's right. Well, Frankie had this, what was that damn car he had? A gigantic, it's like a Starsky and Hutch car.
Cutlass.
It was gigantic. Big old hoopsie.
Was it a Cutlass?
Anyway, he'd pulled it all the time and his horn got stuck. And so he just pulls in and you can hear him coming like a mile away. I was like, oh, here come everybody. So he just thought he's being funny, and he's like,
hey, must have
what are you
shoes?
Doing? He's like, I can't, I don't know. And he just hung out and smoked a cigarette, had a Mountain Dew. Like, all right, cool, man. Anyway, I bet he's a good drummer, though. Didn't he grow up
playing music? Yeah, he is a music genius. I mean, he can do anything. And so we were really excited about him coming on board to play with us. Very disappointed when he didn't show, but
yeah,
you know.
Moody's to my left. We play fantasy football together.
Yes, sir.
And I know you proposed a trade to me a couple times.
I did.
And we I'm not very good at telling people what I mean through a text message. Sometimes
I'm not either.
The words get crossed or whatever.
He
proposed a trade, and I said, no problem. Just get my transaction fee so it doesn't cost me anything. And I think you thought I meant all of my transactions.
Yeah, I was like,
no, just the one that's costing me here.
I was I looked at it and I was like, damn, that tight son of a bitch. Man, so I got to looking and I was like, yeah, is that worth that? Let's see, now I added up all of his transactions. God, man.
No, I only meant the one that we were doing.
I know, you made it clear. Who is clear?
Well, he wanted to get.
Oh, I didn't mean
no,
that.
No, you're fine. Latavius.
I was going to give you Edelman and
a receiver.
Murray. I was going to give you Edelman and Murray.
And I was going to give you. Yeah, Sean Satcher's taking beer orders.
Yeah, get it on the band. That way I don't have to pay for it.
Put it on the band.
Miller Lite. Get Roxy something.
PBR. Roxy's buying this.
She's too pretty to be standing without a beer in her hand.
That was the three Miller Lights.
We're getting the drink orders in.
Oh, Stella.
It's about 15 minutes to go time.
Well, we're still.
So, Moody, I didn't mean to pay all of my.
No,
I was just saying, so it doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah, I'm
like, I don't want to. Yeah. I'm already 0-8. Well, I don't want to spend more money on this losing team.
That's one thing I looked at today whenever I was doing.
I'm playing you this week.
Great. Now you get your first win.
Oh, you think?
Man, I suck. But so I'm looking at it, and I was like, all right, John went 1-12 last year.
Yes.
And now he's 0-8 this year.
And I had the first pick.
How is that?
You know who my first pick was?
You know how hard that is to do?
I do. And somehow I've managed to do it. Do you know who my first pick was?
Was it Le'Veon Bell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell.
You didn't have to use him.
I didn't pick up Gurley. I said, no, Le'Veon Bell's where it's at.
I know.
Skip Gurley. So the Serial Rapists are 0-8 in this hashtag MeToo world. That's what I deserve.
Hey, it won't be long till Lake Norman Lazy League is born.
That's right.
Are you excited about this?
I'm excited about Lake Norman Lazy League.
The Lake Norman Lazy League.
Yeah. Yeah, I've brought
don't
up
tell everybody.
LMLL.
I think it's tight-lipped.
LMWL.
Tight-lipped. Invitation
sounds like
only.
Mumble rap. LMLL. That's right.
So, creator, Mr. Jackson.
Sir.
What other bands have you played? How'd you get your love for drums? I mean, Dad's a guitar. Did you do drums, Jerry?
No, not. I mean, I didn't ever take any lessons or anything. Just played all by
just
ear.
Guitar mostly.
Yeah. So, when Jackson was growing up, I would play guitar and I would try to teach him some guitar and he'd get pissed off and get mad and run off and he'd be like, "I ain't playing this song." So,
yeah.
He did that and then he finally got a little bit older and started picking up on it and he's a pretty
so you started with guitar then?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
And then how was you when we got the drums, which is the original drums?
Well, I started off beating on buckets.
Yeah,
beating on buckets.
Oh, there you go. He's a bucket beater.
Yep. That's what I call it.
So we did that, and we felt sorry for him.
Buckets, man. You should have been buckets.
What's that?
I mean, we can change
it. Nickname?
We could have been his nickname. But we all got nicknames, you know, because
we
make it big that way people don't find us on
yeah, social
well,
media.
Well, maybe you guys will do an acoustic session. He'll just bang on some buckets.
Yeah, some buckets.
Yeah. Go ahead. So you started on buckets?
Yeah.
What, in the backyard, just messing around?
In the basement.
Yeah?
Yep. Playing along with Dad. And
did that. And we piddled around a little bit and had a good time. And, you know, you just kind of get a little chemistry going with people you play, just like all these boys, you know, kind of get that connection, you know.
Sure.
So we went to Larry's
up,
Musical
Ron?
Madness.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Which is
what's that, like a
yeah,
Guitar
you
Center type
yeah,
place?
Okay. No, that's not Guitar Center. That's a
local
music store. Local
music store. Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Larry's up downtown Hickory, which is he's always been good to us, but
would you got him a set of drums?
Yeah, shout out to Larry.
Yeah, shout out to Larry's.
Shout out Larry.
Larry's Music.
There you go. Everybody go buy something.
Yeah. I heard they got good podcasting equipment there.
That's right.
Check one.
Come on. So we went up there and got Critter set, and he's beat the piss out of him since.
Yeah. What do you like most? I mean, do you play anything else as well, or do you like?
I like guitar. Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's better?
After he hated it.
Oh, him.
It's just a matter of time.
Who do you like better? Your daddy or Uncle Wes?
I'm gonna have to go with my daddy.
That's a good choice.
I teach you bad habits.
You always try to offer me cigarettes.
Hey, I Such always tell you I'm not a role model.
Yeah.
And I'll get I get the side eye from Jerry like, hey,
knock it off.
Like that for
knock
being it off. Nice. Trying to be nice.
I mean, I met you on the internet.
I've seen your episode of To Catch a Predator. What? Have you been in any other bands other than these guys? No. So just out of the blue, you're banging on some drums, and Dad's like, "Well, we need you to fill in," and then here you are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Do you write music as well?
No.
Nah, you put a couple things together.
He's got a couple pieces that just his little. You know, all the little ditties, man, that are, does his own.
Who are some of your musical influences, Jackson? Who do you like?
I like a little bit of everything.
That's good.
I don't have a certain.
That's a good. That's a good response to that question. You know what I say to that question? I say there's only two types of music, good and bad. I like good. There's bad in all forms, and there's good in all forms. So you like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Like let me guess what your genre is. Throat metal, gangster rap. Just got kidding. It. I feel like there's so many genres now.
He was working out while we were loading the trailer. I think I played Whitey Morgan, Frank Foster, Sasquatch, and he fired up Young Dolph.
I don't even know any of that. That's just me not caring, no.
That's like, the only rapper I listen to these
Young
days.
Which one?
Young Dolph.
Young Dolph.
Great rapper.
No kidding.
I love it.
What about this Machine Gun Kelly guy? Do we like him?
No. Young Dolph.
We're listening to him.
Huh? If Machine Gun Kelly was category. Good, I would have said what?
He's in the
Machine
bad Gun category. He's in a bad category because of the diss that he did to Eminem?
Yeah, even before that. He was on, when I saw him on Rob Dyrdek's show, Ridiculousness.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't really care for that guy.
Is he a little douchey?
Yeah, I'm not a big Machine Gun Kelly fan.
He comes across.
And if he's listening right now, hey, do a diss track about Southern Star Talent.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. We will come right back at you.
Yeah. You know, my buddy Kyle did a diss rap dissing him.
Yeah, you showed me that. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, my buddy Kyle Davis.
Oh, yeah.
You watch, Jackson, you know the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, right? Are you familiar with this show?
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it.
Okay. You know it exists.
Yeah.
Okay. So my buddy Kyle was on that show.
Yeah.
He played a character called Lil Kev. And Lil Kev was a white rapper who was like Eminem when he was rapping.
Yeah.
But when he was off stage, he was a little messed up in the head, a little brain damage. You couldn't tell if he was like, you know, has Asperger's or something.
Yeah.
You know, he was off. So the whole show was about, is he retarded? Or we don't know what's wrong with this guy. And so he, as his character, did a diss rap making fun of Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Drinks are here.
And the skies open up.
Foxy Roxy shows up with some Miller Lights. Everybody.
Who was this?
Is that Critters or mine?
I don't know.
She's just handing out beers, man. I just
gave you one. Whoever hollered, they wanted a beer.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, folks, let me see here. I know you guys got work to do. This is pretty decent.
Hey, we would love, what we want to do is one time in the future.
Yeah.
You come to the shed where we practice, and we sit down, and we got plenty of time to talk about the beginnings.
The good stuff.
I would like to do that.
How we came up with the name.
Yes.
We're going to save all that for the next
You don't
want podcast.
To do any of that right now?
We're going to save it for part two.
All right, good, good.
Because we came up with the name, you know, some of the tales on the road.
Yeah. I want to hear all of it. Oh, yeah. So I see what you're doing. This is a teaser podcast.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
For the next one.
Well, I got a question for you before you do anything.
Oh, boy.
Do you miss L.A. at all since moving back?
I haven't yet.
Okay, good.
The only thing that I miss so far is my buddy Kyle, because we used to hang out a lot. You guys would love Kyle, by the way. And I do miss... there's one sushi place that we used to go to a lot. I've not had sushi out here yet. I'm turning... That's mine. Is that PBR?
Wow, and the angels just keep falling from the sky with the beer.
So I there's one sushi restaurant that I miss, and I miss my buddy Kyle. Other than that, nothing. I thought it would be bittersweet. It's been nothing but sweet.
Okay, good.
And I'm so happy.
And I get your text messages about, hey, Thursday night football, Monday night football, and I'm like, God, I'm so tired. Yeah. I would love to go out.
Well, I know you guys have lives and wives and jobs and real stuff.
Lives and wives.
Lives and wives.
Name of a new song right
there. You have it.
They got lives and wives. They can't come out on Friday night.
It's going to come today. The yard ain't been mowed. I said between the foot races and hell raising, I ain't got time to do nothing.
Ain't got time to do. Lives and wives. Write that down. They got lives and wives that can't get
the manager's here. Gosh. Look, here's the manager.
All right, we got to roll, folks. Tune in next time. We'll do a follow-up to this here podcast. We'll go down deep. We'll go deep.
Yeah. Southern Star Town on Facebook. Southern Star Town on Instagram.
Bam.
What up, Reed?
There you go, folks. I had a blast out there at the Food Factory hanging out with my boys. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Fried Pod. My mother thanks you. I thank you. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. Tell your friends. And before we leave, let's give another shout out to another All Things Comedy Network podcast. You know, I'm on this network, All Things Comedy, and there's lots of great podcasts. So here's one that my mom will tell you about right now.
This is the Doug Stanhope Podcast, episode 284, Andy Andrus Follows the Blood Trail. Andy shows up unannounced, and Doug is tickled. Andy tries his best to stay on track while detailing his many college enrollments, grandma's mauling, and now he spins a typical
dot
.. That's how it reads on the website. So I guess you'll have to listen to that to find out
okay.
what the .. is. all right, folks. I appreciate you listening. Come see me online. I mean, come see me on the road. I done told you my tour dates. Everything's at johnreep.com, JONREEP.com. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, you name it. Anything else you want to say, Mom?
Just want to thank everybody for all their cards and prayers and
gifts.
Good
idea. Wait, let me read this one real quick. I got another Get Well Soon card.
Yes,
from somebody. I guess I'll just read it here. It says, John, hope you get better real soon. Love all your posts. And then I love all your posts. And it's a smiley face says, haha. No, really, keep up the great job you do. Your friend / fan, Charlene Bowman. P.S. Here's something for you. Lunch money. She gave me $5.
Yeah,
she gave me a $5 bill.
She's from Granite Falls.
Says smile on it. Thinking of you and wishing that you'll soon be feeling great again. Well, I do feel great again. I feel good. I don't feel great. But I tell you what, this card made me feel great.
Yes.
And that $5 bill made me feel great. And that's very nice of you, Charlene Bowman. So for Betty Reap, I am John Reap. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
And the radio up, I like to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.